In the pregame show, we talk now with Oakland Catholic head coach Shannon Kearney. Coach, the Eagles open the season by hosting Olsch and North Catholic at the Oakland Catholic tip-off tournament. What did you learn about your team in those first two games of the season?
I learned that, you know, we obviously still have a lot to work on, and size has been a factor for us. So, you know, this week at practice, we've really been doing a lot with boxing out and getting after rebounds. And right now that seems to be a weakness of ours, but we're hoping to turn that into a strength as the weeks pass. And, you know, we really focus on that at practice.
Now, starters from last year's team, like Taylor McCorkle and Madison Caulfield, have graduated. Now, who are you hoping to see step up in their stead this season?
I think every year you hope that the seniors step up and, you know, their experience, you know, really comes alive in their senior year. So I'm, you know, looking at the seniors and hoping that this season we really see them step up.
Senior Katie Cush has proven to be a good outside shooter, something Seneca Valley knows pretty well after she had a buzzer beater to beat them last season. You know, what can you say about her?
Katie's definitely a leader on the team. The rest of the girls look up to her. She's the voice. And, you know, we're looking at her to step up too. And she's always undersized. We ask her to play a position that, you know, she's not really necessarily equipped for. She kind of plays our small forward. So she always brings a tough game, and we'll look to see her hit some outside shots tonight.
And before we started, you mentioned Lexi Linero, a player who missed all of last year with an ACL injury, is back. Tell us about how nice it is to have her back this season.
It's great. You know, something that we struggled with last year was breaking zone defenses because we really didn't have a great shooter. And Lexi is a really great shooter, and she spends a lot of time working on her shot after practice. And we're hoping that, you know, she can hit some threes when we see zone defenses and get the teams out of zone and to play us man-to-man.
Now, scouting your opponent tonight, what do you see as some of Seneca Valley's strengths, and how do you hope to stop them?
Definitely their size. You know, I think they start 4 6-foot girls, so that's going to definitely be a challenge for us. You know, and I hope that, you know, we're shooting well from the outside and we're playing hard and playing smart, and, you know, I hope we come out as a winner.
Now, you mentioned earlier on this season that the team has struggled against some of the taller opponents. So with the fact that Seneca Valley has good size, is there anything in terms of game plan that you're hoping to achieve tonight to kind of offset that?
We made a starting lineup adjustment just so that we can be a little bit bigger going into this game, and, you know, we're just going to kind of see how it works.
Now, you've been part of a proud winning tradition here at Oakland Catholic as both a player and a coach. And what does it mean to you to have played such a vital role in the success of the program, both as a player and a coach?
You know, it means a lot to me, and it's definitely always very special coming back year after year and being able to share my experience with the girls, so that, you know, we're always, you know, we have that goal to get our year on the banners. And, you know, I think that Oakland Catholic does have a strong tradition, and it's nice to be a part of that.
Looking at Section 3 in Class Quad A, you have tonight's opponents, Seneca Valley, Shaler, and North Allegheny, all ranked in the top 10. Yeah, how deep and talented is this section this season?
I think this is probably the toughest section this year, but, you know, I think that that's a blessing because, you know, when it comes to getting into the playoffs, you know, you have to beat the best team in order to make it very far, and to have that tough competition game after game and to, you know, never be able to take anyone for granted really prepares you for the postseason.
It's Oakland Catholic head coach Shannon Kearney. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you. You too.
We'll have more coming up as you're listening to the Quad A Girls Basketball Game of the Week.